Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On today's episode of Faith and Freedom, we're going to be talking to a whistleblower who has revealed what's going on at a Texas Children's Hospital. We'll talk to Vanessa Savage on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Vanessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your courage is very admirable, and I'm sure you never thought you'd be known as a whistleblower. But Vanessa, you graduated from nursing school in 2015. Tell us why you became a nurse.
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor to be speaking with you. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Wonderful parents, grew up in a Christian home. My dad is a pastor, and, just faith was a huge part of my upbringing, and I'm so grateful for that. And so as a result of that, I participated in lots of volunteering opportunities at my local hospitals growing up, just during high school, and really started to really be interested in the medical field, and specifically in nursing, and ultimately became a nurse to help people. But not just that, I really do believe that the truth matters, and it matters specifically when we are in the medical field. When we're diagnosing patients, when we're seeing patients, we have to give tough news all the time that is not pleasant for parents to hear. But without the truth, we cannot effectively diagnose a condition or treat the condition. So the truth matters very much in the medical field.
And so you became a registered nurse. I know you've also done some work in nonprofit organizations as well in Washington, D.C., and you landed a job at Texas Children's Hospital. And obviously, this was a dream job for you to be able to work with children. That's one of your passions as a nurse. But something happened, and that involved the practices that were taking place at Texas Children's Hospital, particularly in response to some testimony by Dr. Hyam, who is a physician there. He was actually doing residency, that exposed the secret so-called gender procedures that were taking place at Texas Children's Hospital. Tell us about how all this began and take us through some of the story.
Absolutely. I started my career at Texas Children's in the cardiology department. Was there for 3 years, and that's where I received the bulk of my training. But then in 2021, I accepted a new role in a pediatric multi-specialty clinic. And this was the very same clinic where Dr. Richard Roberts was seeing transgender patients. I like to refer to them as patients who are confused about their sex, because I truly don't believe in such a thing as a transgender patient. I think we need to be very clear about the fact that these children, these minors, are deceived and confused. And so that's obviously a very sad thing, but I think there's an important distinction there. And so I was a nurse in this clinic since 2021, and eventually started to, I was asked to do things that I didn't agree with. I can think of an example where there was a young teenage boy in clinic one day, and Dr. Roberts asked me to teach him how to give himself an injection. And this was not uncommon. Lots of nurses would, do teachings and educations for patients, but obviously didn't realize what I was doing in the moment. But later I went home and I thought about it, and I realized that this was a biological male who was going to be giving himself estrogen injections at home. And I had taught him how to do that. And
was he a minor?
Yes. Yes. And so this was a really devastating realization for me. It went against everything that I believed about God's beautiful design for the biological sexes, and really was a difficult thing. I had a crisis of conscience where I almost quit on a number of occasions because I couldn't justify staying there.
So then you also had other issues that came up with regards to a testimony that a doctor gave with yes. regards to what they were doing. It looks like also the hospital came out and said, oh, no, well, we're not doing any of these things. We've stopped them. And yes. then more information came up that they really hadn't stopped these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries where they're amputating healthy body parts. And the legislature got involved, ultimately passed legislation, and this became yes. nationally, internationally known, and that's where all of a sudden you became a target.
Exactly. So in May of 2023, I was at work like any other day, and a coworker sent me an article from an anonymous whistleblower who had come forward with Christopher Rufo to write a piece exposing the existence of this secret transgender medicine program at Texas Children's Hospital. And I read this and immediately knew that this was true because I was working at one of the clinics where these patients were being seen. And I knew I had to come forward to corroborate the testimony of this anonymous person. Now we know that that person is Dr. Eitan Haim, but at the time he was anonymous and I had never met him. I had no idea who he was, but I knew that what was reported was true. And so that's exactly what I did. I worked with Christopher Rufo and came forward anonymously to affirm what had been reported as true.
Now, you got visited by the FBI.
Yeah.
And that was a very intimidating yes. visit where they wanted to try to threaten you with regards to trying to reveal who this person might be or what was going on, or making you, frankly, to be silent.
What did they say why they were there when they showed up at your doorstep?
Yeah. So it was July 24th of 2023. 2 months later, after I had come forward anonymously, I was at home with my husband. We were having dinner on a Monday night, relaxing, having fun, and there was a knock on the front door. And we went to answer it and realized to our shock that there were two federal agents flashing their badges and asking to speak with me about issues at my work. And truly nothing could have prepared me for this moment when it seemed as if time stood still. They explained that they had come to my home because they knew what I believed. They knew of my views against transgender medicine. And they also said that I was a person of interest in an investigation targeting a whistleblower. And of course, they were referencing Dr. Haim, who was a surgeon, former surgeon at the hospital. And when I referred to this person as a whistleblower, they aggressively corrected me. And they said, no, he is not a whistleblower. He is a leaker. And he's broken HIPAA by releasing patient information to the public. And that's when I knew that they were lying to me. Obviously that testimony was redacted and no patient information had been, revealed during, in that article. So I knew they were lying to me. They promised that they would make life difficult for me if I was trying to protect the leaker. They said I was not safe at my work. And it was a very terrifying experience where I felt very coerced and intimidated.
So after experiencing that, then why did you decide to come forward as a whistleblower?
Yeah, that's a good question. In the months that followed that encounter, that's really where my husband and I were compelled and convicted to just trust in the Lord and turn to Him. It was naturally a very shocking and terrifying experience. And it was during this time that we really turned to the Word of God, and the Word of God speaks very clearly.
Vanessa, let me pause here for just a moment. We're talking to Vanessa Savage. She's a whistleblower at the Texas Children's Hospital, and she's going to go into more detail on another program, so you'll want to stay tuned to the next episode of Faith in Freedom. We're going to be talking more detail about what's happening not only there, but also what's happening across the country and why this issue is so important. For more information, you can visit lc.org. And Vanessa also has a givesendgo.com/nurse_whistleblower website as well for raising support for her defense. We'll see you next time on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.